When we play the music for the Saturday special, there's either the special fanfare music like that you're hearing right now, or there's the crossfire music where people are going to scratch each other's eyes out and have a, pardon me, a fight for something.
What are we in for today?
Probably it's appropriate. I don't know. There's no guest, so it's going to be a caller-driven program. We can talk about just about anything you want, I suppose, except positive, nothing negative, okay? We are a anger-free zone on KSCO, not just on our comment line, where we've been an anger-free zone for years, 429-2222, but we are now an anger-free zone on the radio. Okay, nothing negative. Certainly not during this program, okay? I mean, if bad things happen in the news and so forth, I mean, we're not going to suppress that. We're not gonna, you know, pretend it doesn't exist. But I'm not in the mood for doing anything except having fun and being happy today. Okay, so you with me there, Dave?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Okay. Now, good news. Real good news. We finally, through our wonderful relationship with GotNet, our internet service provider, have made arrangements for those of you who want text copies and audio copies and or audio copies of Kay's commentaries to be able to get them pretty easily. Okay? Now, you can remember this. You don't even need to write it down. It's real simple, okay? It's K-A-Y. You know, K. It's not K-A-Y-E. Some people send emails saying, like, you just love K-E's commentary. But it ain't K-A-Y-E. It's just K-A-Y, right? K-A-Y dot K-S-C-O dot com. K dot K-S-C-O dot com. Type that in. Type that into your browser. You don't have to do www or HTTP or any of that. Just plain old k.ksco.com. And what should pop up is the text for the latest KSCO, K's commentary on KSCO. And if you look closely at the bottom of that text, there's a little link that says download. If you click on that link, it'll spit out an MP3 audio for you so that you can share it with your friends or listen to it, you know, and, you know, as much as you want, when you want, where you want, all that kind of stuff. And the main reason we did that is because we wanted to serve our listeners. So many of our listeners would call the comment line 429-2222 and say, I heard that great K's commentary. Can you please, here's my name and address, and here's my phone, and here's my fax number. Can you send me a copy? Ladies and gentlemen, we love you, but we just can't do that. There's not enough of us around. So we're taking advantage of technology, and we're making it available that way. Okay, so all you need to do is go to ky.ksco.com. You can also get there through the main website of just plain old ksco.com. And on the upper right margin, there's a space that says a link that says K's commentaries. You can click there, or further down under podcasts, there's K's commentaries listed there. So there's like three ways to get there. So no need for you to call the comment line anymore with requests for KU's commentaries, because, you know, the only way you can do it is if you have a computer. If you don't have a computer, I'm sorry, your friend or neighbor or son or daughter or somebody, your cousin, will have a computer. Go talk to them. And because there's no way in the world we can honor requests for all the ones that we get. And as I said, you can copy and paste the text. You can send it around to other people and so forth, people you want to share with. Whatever reasons people have to do that, you can do it. There's a new one, isn't there? There's a new one. Should we play it now, or should we play it at the top of the hour like we normally do? What do you think?
It's up to you. You're the boss.
Okay. Well, let's hold off for a little while. We'll just sort of give a teaser. It's a pretty controversial one this time, gang. So I don't know. We'll just probably play it at the top of the hour. Or I'll tell you what, if things get really slow around here and there aren't any phone callers, then we could use that as a crutch, okay, and just, you know, fill up some time with it. What is it, 4 or 5 minutes long, something like that?
It's 5 minutes long.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, all right. I had some really neat ideas for Saturday specials. Unfortunately, I didn't get the ideas until the middle of last night, and that was too late to put them into play, right? And so, well, never fear. I mean, if I get an idea, I'll just, you know, find an email of someone if I can and type an email, and if they get it and they feel like calling in, like Craig of Craigslist.com. Remember, he called in a few times,
right,
when I sent a last-minute email to him. I sent a last-minute email to somebody named Robert Ettinger. Does that name mean anything to you?
It does not sound familiar.
Okay. I'm curious if anybody in our vast Saturday Special listening audience knows that name. Robert Ettinger. And if there's anybody who does, please give us a call, 479-1080, okay? 479-1080 is the Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. If it's not your favorite radio station, it should be, you know, and you need to do some close self-examination, okay? So I'll just put that out for right now, and we'll return to it a little later. Very interesting person that I just learned about on the Internet. Now, whilst reading the Metro, not the Santa Cruz Metro, the San Jose Metro, Silicon Valley's weekly newspaper, I saw something about an event that's going to be taking place here in Santa Cruz tomorrow. And I was excited to see that event. I was sad to see what the event was about, because there's a name. Oh, okay. All right. We do have somebody on the telephone here. So let's find out. Michael in Watsonville. Are you on? Oh, wait a second. I have to hit you. Okay. Are you on now?
I'm on now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm putting you before everybody and anything else here, because
Bank Cal used to get me very, very going in the morning.
Okay.
And he said some very nice things about you, and I was hoping perhaps maybe we would hear from him again someday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling in to tell me who Robert Ettinger was. Forgive me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. All right. When did he say nice things about me? You mean on that?
Oh, yeah, when he said that you're one of the last independent broadcasters, and he sort of identified with you because that's what he is.
Yeah.
I thought that he was doing wonderful things for the freedom of radio.
Oh yeah.
And represent your cause very, very nicely.
Swell, wonderful person who's probably the best read person. I mean, the guy's an absolute genius. I mean, I've never seen anybody who voraciously reads like Mancow. And is just a real fast thinker, very clever, very witty, has a whole staff of wild and crazy people that puts on his show, which is now syndicated. I don't know, I think he's on just a whole bunch of radio stations.
As a matter of fact, I'd even contribute to have him back on. I'd even pay a toll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely. God, I don't want to buy any more radio stations. And I think we're on the right track with both of the stations right now, with KSCO. And that reminds me. I know I sound like Cyril now. I'm sort of jumping around subjects here, but you know, I got to do it while I'm thinking about it, by whatever means possible, if people jog my memory. We're talking about the radio stations, and for those of you who don't know, KOMY AM 1340 is now an oldies music radio station. We have some issues and challenges with the radio station with Comey, involving upgrading of some equipment here at the radio station, and It might be necessary come the end of this coming week for us to turn off both radio stations for, wow, I mean, like maybe even a day or two or three. Wouldn't that be awful? So because I just learned about this yesterday, I'm sort of letting our audience, sort of tipping our audience off to the very real possibility that we might have to shut down KSCO for a day or two or three and KOMY for a day or two or three so that much needed preventive maintenance, which will also significantly increase the signal of KOMY and probably increase the signal of KSCO. This is some maintenance that is scheduled for the end of this week and the very fine you know, engineer tower person.
Michael.
Yes.
Michael, you're very, very inventive. My ancient first telephone license tells me that you could get a Radio Shack broadcasting system and maybe put out a small broadcast.
Well, okay, as long as we don't use our towers, because we have a guy who's going to be climbing these towers and inspecting them and doing some much-needed deferred maintenance starting at the end of the week, and he has told me that he ain't climbing any 10,000-watt tower. I said, well, what if we cut it down to 1,000 or 250 or 500 or whatever? He says,
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. But you know, there are very strict guidelines that have to be
The FCC would allow you to maybe run a alternative.
Oh boy! Well, there will always be KSCO.com, you know, through the internet. But I don't think we can get a temporary FM frequency if that's what you're suggesting. That would be nice.
This community is walking around with a bunch of laptops.
Uh huh.
Very, very poor wireless representation in this community.
Right.
Still interested in doing wireless a little better.
Uh huh.
There's not enough spots for us, how could I put it, vagabond laptop people.
Yeah.
So our computer reception of your radio station would be a whole lot better if you could tell us where a good laptop wireless signal could be found.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we could put that out since this is an open mic program. People know where there's some free open, you know, where you don't have to pay.
Is that a possibility, maybe being a radio segment? In other words, where you could get wireless?
All kinds of possibilities. We have a new president of Zwirling Broadcasting Company, Ron Stevens, who you will be hearing from time to time. I think Charlie's going to introduce him formally next week. If he's around today, maybe we'll have him on the Saturday special for you. But just an amazing
guy. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity to speak of visionary places to go grab a cup of coffee and get a good signal.
Yeah. Okay. So, Michael, that's definitely food for thought. Thanks very much for calling the Saturday special. Back to what I was talking about before here. I saw this ad in the San Jose Metro. Robert Anton Wilson. That's a name that some of you know, I'm sure. You know that name, Dave?
No, that's
okay.
Not familiar.
Robert Anton Wilson is an author. He's a humorist. He's a philosopher. No other human like him. And it says, come celebrate the life, work, and continued multidimensionality of Robert Anton Wilson in great big letters. And then in smaller letters, and this made me sad, it said, who departed Earth January 11, 2007, perhaps riding Comet McNaught. Join us at the Cocoa Nut Grove, one of Santa Cruz's premier seaside venues, and enjoy mind-expanding RAW, which stands for Robert Anton Wilson, media presentations, a raucous processionary send-off, top-notch hors d'oeuvres, a variety of soft beverages, cash bar, old friends, and new comedy, levity, and hilaritas. That's tomorrow from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove. I'm going to be there. I was going to leave town today. I was going to leave town on a rail, but I'm not going to do that because I want to go to this because I didn't know this man. I'm very sad that I didn't get to know him before he departed. This sounds like a really neat event. So I decided to that I was going to do that. And let me tell you why I like the man that I don't know too much about right now. I've Googled him. I've done a little bit of reading and so forth. Wikipedia says he is known as the father. Oh wait a minute. No, this is someone else. I'm sorry. Here. So, jeez. You weren't with us, Dave. 12 years ago, in 1995, there were a lot more local programs on KSCO than there are now. We're headed back in that direction. Dave Allen was probably the most popular local host. He was certainly the most popular local host at the time, was probably the most local popular local host of all time. And when the Oklahoma City bombing incident took place in 1995, there was it was a shock to the country. I mean, nothing near what was going to happen, you know, several years later with 9/11, obviously, but it was still a terrible shock to the country. I don't know how many, several hundred people, 169 people died, innocent people in that building. And at the time, we did a number of radio programs in which we covered all aspects of that story, as did, you know, many radio and television stations. Obviously, it was the biggest news event probably of 1995, was the Oklahoma City bombing. And because we chose to interview people who were part of the local militia organization, we were branded as a right-wing, redneck, skinhead-type radio station. Very unfairly. All we ever were and all we are now is a voice for everybody. But some people thought that it was a terrible thing for us to have broadcasts of people that were considered sort of fringe people. And I think that's just part of life. And Dave had some of these people on his program. Eric Scheck, who was a very professional, fine, sort of liberally oriented talk show host who was on this station. I'm sure many of you remember Eric. Had programs during which time he said that we need to be very careful about exhibiting broadcast responsibility. Now I said, what the hell does that mean, Eric? And I just, he thought it was terrible that I had Dave Allen on, and other people shared his opinions and wrote letters to the editor and the Santa Cruz Sentinel complaining about irresponsible broadcasting on KSCO from this Dave Allen nutcase and this Michael Zwirling who stands behind him and all this. And one or two of those letters said that we should be, that KSCO and MZ and Dave Allen should be treated as pariah in their community until they, you know, can toe the mark and start acting responsibly. And I took issue with all of that, ladies and gentlemen. A fellow by the name of this Robert Anton Wilson person, whom Eric had interviewed a time or two. And I'm sorry to say I missed those interviews. I don't know if we have recordings of them somewhere. But he came to our defense and wrote a letter to the editor answering these people who said that we were irresponsible. And I always meant to get to know him. I always meant to, you know, to interview him myself. And I'm really sad that I'm not going to be able to do that. But I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to attend this party, which, I mean, I hope I'm going to be able to. Maybe the place will be sold out. But that's definitely something that I want to do and intend to. All right. Nobody called about who Robert Ettinger is. So I'm going to reveal to you why I asked you that question, because until 4 in the morning, I didn't know who Robert Ettinger was either. And in my Googling in my use of Google here about Robert Anton Wilson, I learned some things about him that just an amazing person. I mean, he was, among many other things, he was an editor for Playboy magazine. and just a total character and wizard and just incredible person. But there was some tragedy in his life. I read about his 15-year-old daughter who some years ago, I think about a decade ago, was beaten and murdered. I don't know where, but it was a terrible tragedy. I mean, nothing worse can happen to a parent, obviously, than to lose a child, and particularly under violent circumstances like that. And apparently he and his wife decided to have their daughter's brain cryogenically preserved. And so when you get on the World Wide Web and you start, you know, doing research, you know, about somebody or something, it leads you to lots of other things. And this Robert Ettinger person is generally credited with, he's known as the father of cryonics. He wrote the book Man into Superman and The Prospect of Immortality. He was born in 1918 and is still going strong. He founded the Cryonics Institute and the Immortalist Society. Thank you, Carol, for putting that up on the Carol Stafford helps us. We love Carol. She's the greatest. And so thank you for putting that up right there, because it sort of says it all. And so when I learned about this Robert Ettinger person and his Cryonics Institute, I, of course, fired off an email to him and asked him if he would be on my program that I had no guest for today. He did answer, and he said, too late for today, but I'd like to be on next week. So that's what we tentatively have planned, barring some unforeseen, you know, circumstance involving him or involving us. So if you want to learn everything you might have wondered about cryonics, the Saturday special next week is probably the place for you to plan to be, right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Yeah, I mean, we'll be able to ask questions like, is it true or is it just a fable that Walt Disney's head was frozen, you know, for reanimation? When you go through this cryonics website, the Cryonics Institute website, I'm not exactly sure what the address is, it will tell you, it talks about people who are their patients. And it doesn't talk about the patients expiring. It doesn't talk about them dying. It talks about them deanimating. Isn't that an interesting way? I mean, Rush Limbaugh uses assumed room temperature to describe the act of dying. And that's sort of neat, you know, assumed room temperature. Years ago he used to say that. He probably still does. What a great way to say dead or died, you know? Deanimated. He deanimated on such and such a day at such and such a time. So, fascinating stuff. Okay, here we are at 10:30. We're inviting phone calls, talk on any subject you care to. If you don't, you're just going to have to listen to me come up with announcements and things for you. I know what we should do. Why don't we play some commercials? You know, that's always a good thing.
Sounds good.
Because if we forget to play the commercials, that wouldn't be good. You got a bunch of them there, I hope?
Yeah, we got them. Ready to go.
Including a new one?
Including the new one. That's the first one up to go.
Cool. Listen to our new advertiser. Take it away, Dave.
Andy Fidantis, the Big Cheese Kitchen Express.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah. So why are you here?
I'm here because you got a good deal on a toilet.
And now what are we going to do?
We're going to get you a faucet.
Okay.
And some cabinets.
Okay.
It's the never-ending account.
But it's not going to be stuff that's just off his floor.
No, it's all custom-made.
I know. And what did you call that collection I chose from? The fancy-schmancy stuff?
The Saddam Hussein collection of faucets.
Yeah, why do you call it the Saddam Hussein collection of faucets?
It's a little gaudy as far as the dolphin spouting faucet and the duck faucet. We do special order these things, and if you really want that, you can get it. Don't laugh.
Well, maybe it is a little too gaudy. I mean, you give advice too.
Absolutely.
Clearly, right?
And I've been doing this over 20 years.
So Kitchen Express has been around longer than anybody else.
That's right. We're right on the highway. The Rio Del Mar exit at 9073 Soquel Drive in Aptos.
And if someone wants to call you,
662-3700.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. Skynet's been serving the Monterey Bay since 1994 with high-quality, affordable internet service. We have modem coverage for all of California and web-based email, so you can check your email from any internet connection in the world. Our spam filtering and virus protection services will keep your inbox free from unwanted messages. Skynet specializes in providing high-quality, fast, friendly customer support. We're here 7 days a week to serve you. Call Skynet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. Skynet.
Life's good at the beach. Hello, I'm Joe Criccio, owner of Beach Auto Sales in Santa Cruz, where life is good. One reason why life is so good at Beach Auto Sales is that we save you money, a lot of money, on the best pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans you'll find anywhere, like Beach Auto's deal of the week. Listen to this.
Save $10,000 on a 2006 Mazda MPV with only 13,000 miles. Comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile factory warranty, two available for only $16,989.
Save money on your next car, truck, or van. Make a quick trip to see Joe Criccio at Beach Auto Sales in Santa Cruz. Located down by the beach where life's good, I'm at 512 Pacific Avenue. And hey, if you have any special car or truck in mind, give me a ring. I'll find it for you. I'm Joe Criccio, owner of Beach Auto Sales. 4200-200. That's right. My phone number is 4200-200. 4200-200.
Life's good at the beach.
The Divorce Fathers Network will soon begin holding weekly meetings to help divorced fathers and mothers continue being good parents. Listen.
I started with an ex-wife who refused to communicate, but after 5 months of Divorced Fathers Network meetings, she called and asked if I would take care of our daughter for a week. It works.
It's all about the children and how to continue being good parents for them. Take advantage of the Divorced Fathers Network in Monterey. Call 394-1244. That's 394-1244.
Hi, it's me again. How are you? It occurs to me that amidst the overwhelm of all we have to do this time of year, that we should remember that caring for ourselves is so important. Remember, put your own oxygen mask on first. It's really not hard to keep yourself strong, even when life is crazy. One simple thing. Start with basic nutrition. A simple, affordable bottle of Youngevity colloidal minerals. Everybody needs their minerals. Curb your cravings, keep your energy level and your mood high, and maybe start healthier, not just heavier. It's simple and doable. Call me, Sophie Winnick, 335-3216. Or you can email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. That's tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. And now check out vitamingoddess.com. You'll be glad you did. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Oh, welcome back. Hour number one of the Saturday special. We were going to talk, one of the subjects I wanted to, talk about possibly is expatriates, people who used to live here and moved away, moved out of California, or moved away from Santa Cruz, out of California, out of the country, whatever. And there's a growing number of people who have done that. And a lot of those people want to come back. And some of them do come back and so forth. So my good friend Andy Anderson, who used to do a program here called Facing Reality many years ago, is on the line here from Vegas. Hey, Andy. How you be, Andy?
Well, I'm just right.
Of course.
Just see, right.
One of the most positive people I've ever met here, because when you never ask, you never say, he'll never say miserable when you ask him how he is.
No. Well, you like sunlight and bright things and positive stuff.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, you've been in Vegas for a few years, and you moved to Vegas from Santa Cruz, right?
Yes.
Why?
Well, gee whiz. First off, let me preface this by saying that I'm a native Californian, born in Fresno, raised in the Central Valley, lived in Santa Cruz, Ben Lomond for years, loved it, just absolutely loved it. The beach, the views, it's a wonderful area. And we were in a situation where we could afford to live there. But it just appeared that everything was going to go into a mortgage and on and on and on. So was interested in whether there be a little better upside potential. And my wife and I, Phyllis, had made numerous trips into Nevada. And ever since I was a youngster, my folks used to go to Reno and to Las Vegas from time to time on business, largely, although I'm sure they did gamble. I was pretty young. But odd little thing. I just remember when we would cross the border up around Truckee and into Reno, there was this odd little, almost spiritual little thing I used to feel, an odd little sense of freedom. It's hard to explain, especially trying to think back all those years, but I've always had there's been a little thing about Nevada. So we made numerous trips here and began to get a sense of what was going on specifically in Las Vegas. Didn't want to be too far from my mother, who was aging and having some issues and stuff, so I needed to be able to get over there on a regular basis or certainly in case of an emergency. But my goodness, Las Vegas, it was an incredible environment for real estate. And
yeah, you were there, you first arrived, what, 5 years ago?
Well, in May, I think it's April or May, we will have been here 6 years.
6 years, wow.
And then the other side of it, there are political issues. I couldn't tolerate Gray Davis anymore and the illegal immigrants and the non-English and not sure Arnold.
And you don't have any of that in Nevada?
Well, the latest rhino was voted out of office here. But let's stick with California for now.
Okay.
I'm not sure... Schwarzenegger Kennedy is doing much better. I think he's, and his policies and legislation that's pending there is just going to drive more people out of California.
Did I hear you call our governor Schwarzenegger Kennedy?
Schwarzenegger Kennedy.
Okay. All right.
And then it turns out we get here, and at that time there were about 5,000 people a month moving into Las Vegas. And believe me, I don't want to sound like the Chamber of Commerce, because of the very thing that I was so tickled about is, in fact, going to drive us out of here. But anyway, currently there are about 6,000 people a month, largely from Southern California, moving into Las Vegas. And what's available here in terms of real estate, and this is becoming an incredible environment for because there's a nice labor pool here. More and more industry and technology is moving in. It is the place to do business. You don't have any business inventory tax. You don't have a corporate tax. You don't have a state income tax. And although there are taxes here, This is the environment to be in if you're in a business.
Yeah.
And I think we've hit the 2 million mark, if not, we're awfully close to it.
2 million what?
2 million people.
In Vegas?
In Las Vegas.
Wow.
So
God, it wasn't long ago that it was 1 million.
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing.
Seven or eight years ago, yeah. I think it was 1 million, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Yes. I mean, this is just an environment for opportunity. And
wow.
It was very tough to leave beautiful Santa Cruz.
Well, I told you what my New Year's resolution was, to get you guys back
here.
Yes,
you did, and we're working on it.
Good.
Because we have to, because that's your resolution.
We miss you, yeah.
Believe me, we miss it, too. You were talking about you like sunlight and all that stuff. Well, you want to get away from seasonal affective disorder, commonly called SAD, then you need to move to Las Vegas, because it's sunny here.
Oh.
Most of the year.
Oh.
Anyway, we miss California terribly. California is just full of pluses. There's every 50 miles, the terrain changes. There's, you know, from grape vineyards to mountains and skiing to the beach to the desert. It's just agriculture, just got everything.
Well, so no wonder it's expensive, because everybody knows it, huh?
Well, there are 36 million people living in California, the last I read, and try to talk to one of your legislators.
Right.
And in a state here, I personally have not had to do this, but there are people that I do know that there's been an issue. They get on the phone, and commonly, they will get their assemblyman. They'll talk to them. Now, of course, the senators' feet don't, touch the ground.
Right.
And that's true of any state. But that was largely the move. Now we're in a situation where this has become an awfully big city. It's been grand. It really has, but we're leaving.
Yeah. And where are you headed?
We're going to go to Northern Nevada.
Okay, oh, cool.
We're going to go up into the Carson City, Reno area.
Maybe on your way back here. Andy, there's someone who wants to talk to you. Neil in Hollister. I'm not talking about Neil in Hollister who wants to talk to you. Richard N. Watsonville wants to talk to you. But Neil in Hollister wants to talk about Ettinger and Wilson. So, I want you to stay on. Richard N. Watsonville wants to say hello to you here.
Okay.
So go ahead, Richard. Talk to Andy.
Yeah, I just wanted to make this real quick, Mike, I may.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yes.
What, when you went to Las Vegas, you were on the air at Santa Cruz at KSCO.
Yes.
Off and on. Mark Kaplan was on the air off and on. You remember that guy?
I sure do.
Wait.
Yeah.
And Monterey Dave was on the air at the time. You remember him?
I want to say yes, but Dave.
He I'll tell you what. Whatever happened is when you went to Las Vegas, you guys all moved at the same time, and I hear the other two, or I used to on KDON. And whenever I used to hear True Hawkins,
yes,
he always reminded me of you when he would talk about his child bride, you know?
Oh, for heaven's sake. In fact, not too long ago, I had breakfast with True Hawkins.
I thought he was going back east.
Wait a minute, guys.
Okay.
It's private conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so, Richard.
But you know who I'm talking about, Mike, right?
No.
Mark Kaplan?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Monterey Dave?
I remember him.
And the big scandal with Monterey Dave, he was going to beat up a bartender or something, and he was going to broadcast it on KSCO?
Oh, there are so many things, yeah, that I forgot. I mean, it's just like a lifetime ago, and this was like...
You remember when Wham got its marijuana garden busted and we handed out pot in front of the city hall?
Yes.
That was Robert Anton Wilson in the wheelchair.
Oh, really?
How about that?
He was a member of that.
Wow.
The same time I was, so...
God, I wish I would have gotten to know him. Anyhow.
Vic might call in and tell you what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Stay on, Andy, here.
Okay.
I'm going to bring on Neil and Hollister to tell us about Ettinger and Wilson. Go ahead, Neil, you're on.
Yeah, I just need a second to switch to a landline.
Oh.
Oh, that should be much better.
How did you switch? I don't get it. But.
Wasn't Robert Anton Wilson the founder of the Church of Satan?
No, you're thinking of Anton LaVey.
Anton, right.
Xander LaVey, totally different person who's been dead many years.
Yeah. But the other fellow, the father of cryogenics?
Yeah.
If you think about it, he's essentially offering a variation of religion in that... The big appeal for most people whose greatest fear is death is that if they...
the faith that it's not over. Yeah, you're talking about that, right?
Yeah, they get the afterlife. Well, he's essentially, rather than offering up Jesus and or God, he's offering science as a way of providing life in the so-called hereafter. And there's no good science to indicate that it's anything but a sham and a shuck. The reason I say that is when you freeze living cells, they tend not to defrost well, aside from fish, of course. But there's been scandals about the power going down and people paying outrageous sums of money for a long period of time, and then the heads or the bodies defrosting. I think he's trading on people's fears, frankly.
Well, it's probably a good business, but... are you going to call in and grill him if he's on with us next week?
If you'd like me to, I'd be delighted.
Well, I don't want to ambush anybody, you know, because then they're never going to want to be a guest if it's an unpleasant experience, you know.
Well,
if you're
making a case for softballs,
No, I'm not doing that either. I'm not doing that. I just do what you want. Just do it. But don't say if I want you to. I always want people to call and add their perspective, especially if it's unpredictable. I get tired of the. I mean, I love our regular callers, but most of them call and say the same thing, and I get sick of that. So you don't call very often.
I'm hearing mixed messages. I'm hearing don't beat up on the guest. And then
No. I said, are you going to call in? Are you going to call in and give
and
him a hard time and grill him? Is what I said. And you said if you want me to, and I don't want you to, but I'm not going to stop you. It'll make for it'll make for good radio.
I'm having a hard time reconciling. It's not a good thing to grill guests or they won't return.
No.
To reconcile that with
Stephen's
logo of why talk when you can argue.
No. You're missing the point, or I am not communicating effectively. You asked me if I wanted you to call and grill him. And if I'm going to grill forget it. Just call in and have a good time. Okay?
All right. Will do.
Thanks. There goes Neil in Hollister. We still have Andrew Anderson on the phone with us, and Andy was the person who first told me about another good friend of mine, who's become a good friend of mine. That's Roy Masters.
That's right.
Yeah, and Roy had a profound effect on Andy when you listened to him on the radio many years ago, right?
Well, it wasn't so much Roy as it's what he had to say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean,
yeah.
It came from him, right?
Yeah.
So, and you're talking about, I mean, Roy's written many books on how to deal with, you know, negative, how to conquer negative emotions and how your mind can keep you well and so forth. He has a foundation for human understanding that's based in Grants Pass, Oregon. He does a lot of good work there. It's a nonprofit. And
now, you know what makes some good radio?
Yeah.
You put Roy on with this cryogenic fella, because cryogenics is just sheer goofiness, and put Roy on with this fella, because I don't want to go too far with this, but we're talking about consciousness. You know, the body just carries consciousness around. People got this idea that the brain is what it's all about. It isn't what it's all about. The brain is just like a radio receiver.
Well, no. The brain is where it resides.
But it's simply a carrier. It doesn't create it. It receives consciousness.
So that's okay.
But if you haven't got consciousness, you don't have anything. You know?
Doesn't everybody who's alive have consciousness?
If they're alive, but if they're dead, you put them in a bunch of ice cubes and think they're going to live forever and bring them back at a later, that's sheer goofiness. You can't create consciousness. That comes from above. That is something that just, you know, that's God's life force.
Okay.
Enough on that.
If you,
that should
if it wasn't
phone.
If it wasn't goofiness, if you could, I don't know what it would take for you. I want to believe that it's doable, and I want to believe
it's
true.
A nice idea.
Yeah. Having said that, I mean, people who are into this are definitely into cloning, and a lot of people,
yeah.
Cloning is a very controversial issue, obviously.
Yeah.
But having, if it's a given that you believe in at least the possibility of reanimation at some point, right? How do you choose who gets to get frozen? I guess he who has the gold rules,
who's got
right?
Who's got the biggest checkbook?
Yeah. Well, it's like everything else, right?
Well, the fear of death and all, and I think there's a certainly more realistic approach to it. It's called facing reality, you're not going to get stuck in a stainless steel tube with a bunch of eyes around you and come back without a body at 50 years, 100 years later. You have to induce consciousness, and that's God's deal. That's not yours or mine or any of these other people. It's sheer goofiness.
Andy, do you believe in any kind of afterlife?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, and so obviously you've talked about God several times in this conversation, so obviously you're a believer in God. Why do you think that there is an afterlife? Why do you think that it doesn't end when the heart stops and the brain dies or whatever?
Great question. It is a knowing. Not something you're taught. It's a knowing. And we have plenty of evidence in certainly the Bible, that talks about these realities. And frankly, I think an awful lot of what people really need to hear have been taken out of the Bible by religious orders and factions over the centuries. But it's a knowing. And as well, and this see,
now
you
say
gonna,
like knowing, not annoy.
Yeah,
it's a knowing, not
yeah,
annoying.
In other words, reality is something that you have to discover for yourself. You can't just read it and adopt it. And there's a way to learn from an original source, and that has to do with getting with teachings of Roy Masters and the type of meditation he teaches. And one of the things I always liked about Roy was the fact that he's simply wants to give you some help and information to get an understanding of what consciousness is all about, and then you're supposed to separate yourself from him and free yourself from religion, which in fact in many ways keeps you from ever discovering this original knowing.
Right.
And it has to do with gaining control of your mind, self-control, self-mastery, and little by little, as this ego begins to die, you begin to understand things on a different level of consciousness. Pretty wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm on that journey right now. I mean, I'm probably, you know, in the very early stages of it, actually.
Sure. Oh, it's wonderful.
And
it separates you from the nuttiness of this world.
Right. But Roy and I talked earlier, and he, well, not today, but this week he called me and was quite upset about something that he had seen on the on one of the, I think it was on the Discovery Channel, some documentary that showed the UCSC students ejecting the military representatives from campus. Now, this is something that happened. This is a sort of a big news story, and I think it was a national news story a year or two ago, but somehow I guess it got captured in a documentary that he saw, and he called me up and said, Michael Z, I would like very much to make a speech to those students and let them know about brainwashing. And I said, boy, that'd be a great idea, but he's not interested in doing it. I said, we could definitely set that up here in town, but I don't know if we can do it at the university because they might not be, you know, they might not be up to it. Mm-hmm. But let us find out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can get anything going at the university unless it's sponsored by some university organization, a student organization, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So we're looking into that right now, and he's not interested. We all know that Roy has very definite, who've listened on KSCO know that Roy has very definite, strong, conservative political, leanings. That isn't even a strong enough word itself, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
What we're talking about is not political, really. I mean, what we're talking about is I don't know, spiritual? I don't know. Is it? It's not political. Well, help me out here, Andy.
You're shifting gears on me now. Are we back to the cryogenics thing?
No. Forget the cryogenics. I'm obviously jumping around.
Well,
here,
but man was created to know his creator, and it has to do with becoming very quiet and becoming very still. And then it's also shedding off these big, humongous egos that we have that we're convinced we know so much. And it just has to do with quieting your mind. We run around all day long with this conversation going on in our heads, and we're arguing with people and telling people off and getting mad at them. And all these conversations are sheer imagination. They're not real. And we spend our lives doing that. And then you add emotions to it, and fights and arguments and resentments and all kinds of things. I laugh at resentment because that's my favorite topic. But anyway, there's a way of living that is, unfortunately, in many cases, the churches don't say a thing about it, nor do the synagogues.
Yeah. Resentment is the people say money is the root of all evil.
No.
Resentment is the root of all evil.
Well, it's the love, they say the love of money, but resentment, you can resent having too much money or not enough. It doesn't matter. You don't want to resent either.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful neutral position, which is the correct position. But like I said, it's real troubling. One of the things about truth is that if there was a church that was really giving you the message that Jesus gave, after a little while, you don't need that church anymore, and you don't need that religion. And look at these fools in the world that follow these religious beliefs. They've been brainwashed and indoctrinated from the time they were born. Look at the dreadful things that go on in the guy's religion. And the whole intent is to free people from all of that.
Yeah.
So that they can think for themselves.
And that's what public education has become. It's become not education, but indoctrination,
yeah,
right?
Dreadful. It's brainwashing, and they've dumbed down. They're wondering why people... How many of you out there listening have recently had to come in contact with who were fairly young, but have become managers and supervisors of various businesses, and they can't add or subtract or say hello or say please? All I hear is no problem. They've got their iPod stuck in their ear. That's another thing. I could talk for hours on that thing alone, Michael.
Okay, good. Start. No, well, this is good because I'm enjoying this, Andy. Well, I'm sure our audience is too.
There's just too many distractions going on in the world. Uh-huh. And people today have to have constant noise.
Uh-huh.
And it's because they can't face reality. And the world's getting nuttier by the minute, and so they need more and more doses, bigger doses of distractions, drugs, smoking, alcohol, music now. And they surround themselves with this constant distraction.
Right.
And then if they have a moment of reality, if Pascal said, my word's not exactly his, the trouble with man today is he can't sit quietly in a room by himself.
Uh-huh.
And because their conscience catches up with them. Well, that's what you want. You want your conscience to come back up with you so you can see the things that are giving you trouble.
Right.
Life is, relatively speaking, rather simple and rather easy.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful.
It is wonderful when you learn to separate yourself from this nutty world and the nutty people that are in it. Of course, that is what makes up the world.
Andy, let's take a call, okay?
Oh, sure.
I don't know who it's from. Who's on line two?
Hey,
who's
it's
this?
Judy.
Judy!
I just want to say, hey, hi, Andy. And
hi, good morning.
Andy. You're really on a roll, Andy.
Yes.
Everybody in the world, I've learned it. You know that. Everybody in the world needs to learn that, and that is that, yes, get off of the big, fast-walking, fast-talking jet stream of people.
Yeah.
And go into yourself. That is where it all is. It's all inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can call it a religion. I'm a total God believer. I'm a Christian. But it is, you know, I don't know if, I know you guys don't watch the Oprah show, but they've been talking about the secret. And what, Andy, what you're talking about, that is the secret. We have a secret, and that is just that everything that happens to us, we bring onto us, whether it be positive or negative. And if you can think positively at all times, visualize yourself having good things, enjoy the things you do have, thank God for them, it gets better and better.
Yeah, when you give up struggling, and when you give up trying, I've often said to people that I'm not ambitious, and I'm not. I'm very industrious, but I'm not ambitious. I'm not interested in glorifying myself. Now, consequently, that's much to the chagrin of a lot of ambitious people in the world. But I just find my life just unfolds, and the more I get out of trying to engineer my own life, quit trying to play the architect of my own life, discover that there's a real architect of the universe, and boy, does he know what he's doing.
Oh, boy, are you right.
And he'll measure out. Sometimes you got to go through difficult times, but there's a purpose behind that. There's a reason behind it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that difficult time, if it gets difficult enough, is when you finally give in to it.
Yes.
And it's a gift.
Well, there's a lesson to be learned there, and it's to quit struggling with problems. But most importantly, you can't resent your problems.
Oh, exactly.
That if you resent it, resentment is an especially important
thing. Hey, this is great, gang. You know, we got the news is coming up. Stay on. We got Roger and Gonzalez, Tony and Zokel, Judy in Hawaii, and ringing. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. We'll be back in a few minutes here. Here's the news.
I'm Rod Fritz. Voting is underway in the United States Senate as Democrats hope to find enough support in a test vote to pass a resolution opposing the president's troop buildup in Iraq.
Non-binding resolutions that question military strategy are not in the best interests of our nation. They only affect our soldiers by sending them mixed signals.
Republican Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky, Democratic Senator John Warner of Virginia opposing the president's plan.
We support the president on the diplomatic aspects of his plan. Mr. President, do you need 21,500 additional men and women of the armed forces in this conflict?
Well, senators need 60 votes in order to debate the non-binding resolution. The vote underway now. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice making a short, unannounced visit to Baghdad.
I'm looking to hear the signs of optimism.
Secretary says the success of a new security crackdown in Baghdad will be measured largely on how well the government there capitalizes on any break in sectarian violence. In northern Iraq, a bomb blast at a marketplace in Kirkuk. Kills 9. It injures 60 others. A bomb went off in a parked car, another in a car driven by a homicide bomber. And the U.S. military announcing the death of a Marine in Anbar province, the Marine killed during combat operations yesterday. An oil refinery in Sunray, Texas remains shut down after an explosion and fire that injured at least 19 people, 3 reported in critical condition with burns. More than 400 workers were evacuated from that plant. And those trying to go skiing in parts of Colorado have been finding closed roads and giant traffic jams. A transportation spokesperson says one state maintenance vehicle was knocked off the road during the night by an avalanche. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The jury is in, and it's time for my ruling in the matter of LegalZoom.com making it easy and affordable for consumers to create common legal documents like a last will and testament, forming an LLC, registering a trademark, and more. Guilty. I'm Andrew Napolitano, the judge. By now, I know the facts, and the fact is LegalZoom.com is my choice for common legal documents. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom takes care of the rest. LegalZoom.com is not a law firm, but was founded by top attorneys, so you know the documents are reliable and of the highest quality. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% off the cost of going to an attorney. So go to LegalZoom.com today and find out how easy forming an LLC, creating a living trust, or even registering a trademark can be. Receive a special discount off any service by typing in the judge, all one word, in the referral box at checkout. Protect yourself, your family, and your business. Visit LegalZoom.com today. That's LegalZoom.com.
You've heard of road rage. Well, after this past week's snowstorm, you now have a case of snow rage happened in Akron, Ohio.
Akron police say a fight between two men at a boarding house ended with a 72-year-old stabbing and killing a 56-year-old.
The altercations occurred when Schaefer refused to move his car off of the street, therefore not allowing the street to be plowed.
Yeah, a stabbing over snow plowing. Akron Police Lieutenant Rick Edwards says 72-year-old Robert Hudson locked up now on murder charges. In Cleveland, Ted Klopp for Fox News Radio.
Valentine's Day snowstorm not leaving a pleasant taste in the mouth of 100 or so motorists in eastern Pennsylvania. Snow and ice and lack of communications from state transportation officials ended with a 50-mile backup on I-78. Some folks stuck in their car for nearly 24 hours.
We're going to try to find out exactly what went wrong, and we're going to try to fix it.
Governor Ed Rendell called the lack of plowing the interstate unacceptable. First came the dancing, then came the stripping. And then came the cops.
Things got a little out of control at a Lubbock, Texas sports bar. They put on a Chippendales show. The dancers were doing their thing. The women were hooting and hollering. But then the police raided, stopped the show, and arrested all the dancers. The customers started chanting, "Bring them back! Bring them back!" They also chanted, "The city council stinks." Well, they didn't say stinks, but you get the idea. The police say the dancers and the bar violated a local ordinance that says no physical contact between dancers and customers. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Flu season usually peaks around this time of the year, but federal officials say it's been relatively mild so far. Still, officials are keeping a close eye on schools around the country. At least 9 children have died. Actor Sylvester Stallone detained for a few hours after he got off a plane in Sydney, Australia. Seems customs officials there found prohibited items in his luggage. I'm Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, February 17th, 2007. Today you can expect sunny conditions with highs around 72 degrees, winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows around 45 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy early in the day, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 60 degrees and winds west-northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with lows around 40 degrees. Your Monterey Bay Boaters forecast for today, northeast winds 5 knots with wind waves 1 foot or less, and a west swell 5 to 10 feet at 18 seconds. The temperature here at the station is 72 degrees, and it's time for hour number 2 of the Saturday special with your host, MZ.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
We're going to do what we call a tease in the radio industry. We're going to tease our audience here. Normally, we have Kay's commentary is at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. But we're on a roll here. It's a really good commentary. Wait, it'll be on.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
We are really pleased to have with us Andy Anderson and Judy DeVilbiss, who is called Andy is in Vegas, Judy is in Honolulu. We also have Roger and Gonzalez, who has questions for Andy, and Tony and Soquel, who may have questions. I'm not sure what Tony wants here, but we're going to get to their calls right after we finish up with Judy, who wanted to echo what Andy is saying. And off the air to me, Judy said something really profound, that wealth is everything. Right, Judy?
Yes, wealth is everything.
Yeah, but now, normally, when that would might strike a person as a shallow statement, but then you went on to explain what wealth is everything means.
And wealth is everything is your whole being, your whole life. It has nothing, it really doesn't have anything to do with money. If you're broke and you're down and out, look on the positive side. Try to find something to be grateful for. The other things will come along. It isn't money. It isn't someone else that will or will not make you happy. It's you. If you say you have a problem with someone or something, no, you have a problem with you. And I'm just going to let Andy go on with his wonderful commentaries about this and such, because it's really great, Andy, and I'm just going to sign off because there's plenty of people interested in talking.
Okay.
But keep it up.
Thanks, Judy. Take care.
Okay, God bless.
You too. I mean, that said a lot, right, Andy?
Yes, it sure did. Isn't the internet amazing?
In response to... Oh, yeah, that's Fox News that I left up. Don't worry, Dave, that's my fault. I left the Fox News pot up, and they're doing tests there in New York or something. Anyhow, yeah, I guess Judy is able to listen to us on the Saturday special live through the internet, as many people in all different parts of the world do. And people can call from different parts of the world and do. Dennis from Day and Night Computer is a partial expatriate who is now living at least part-time in Costa Rica. I had hoped to be able to hook up with Dennis on this program. I talked to him on his Skype phone number yesterday. It was just like a local line, and said I was going to call him today. He said it would be great, and I tried, and for some reason it just wasn't working. So maybe it'll happen later on. We'll see. But in the meantime, Roger and Gonzalez has been waiting a long time. He's got some questions for Andy. So go, Roger. You're on.
Yeah. Hey. Actually, I'm not Roger and Gonzalez. I called in.
I know that Roger voice.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Roger from the West Side. Now I'm just about to be Roger from Greenfield here in a few more minutes.
Oh.
But. Anyway, I wanted to say hi to Andy. I don't know if he remembers me. I met him in a cafe up in Boulder Creek around 15 years ago. We shared a table and had a nice chat. Do you remember this, Roger?
Well, this is Roger Grigsby.
Yeah.
It's the Roger Grigsby.
How wonderful. Hi there.
From Ome Restaurant.
Right. I was just, well, thanks for the plug, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just really, you know, well, first off, I'm going down to Southern California for my father's 79th birthday. And I left Santa Cruz, and it was a beautiful day. And, of course, I immediately tuned in to KSDO. And that was the frosting on the cake, man, to have this kind of a show. So I'm sitting here rolling down the ribbon, the beautiful Santa Lucia's on the right, and, you know, it's you're doing a good job today,
Well,
Michael.
Hopefully you'll be – thank you, Roger. Hopefully you'll be able to listen most of the way down.
Oh, yeah, it'll probably peter out a little bit before you're done, but I want to hear Kay's commentary. But anyway, I just want to say it was great to hear Andy's voice and make one comment. I think you guys sort of lost a partial thread there where – you were talking about Roy Masters wanting to come up and give a brainwashing at UCSC.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you were saying, well, is that spiritual or is it political or what? And
I don't think – he told me it's not political. But what is it?
Well, my comment would be that if it's spiritual that way, it's inevitably political because, you know, your comment after, you know, that was that – there's a lot of brainwashing going on up there. And if somebody points that out, then the people who are doing the brainwashing and who have a vested interest in it continuing, it becomes political.
Yep.
And that's why it's probably not an open door to even talk about that up there.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can pull out. We've pulled out all our stops, and we've gotten our big gun to work on that now, and hopefully we'll have an answer in the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about more about that.
It'd be huge. It'd be huge if we can pull it off. And I don't know if I'll be able to convince Roy to change his mind in case we can't get the venue at UCSC, because I know we can get a venue. We could fill up the Coconut Grove, I'm sure.
He's
only interested in and then after UCSC he wants to do UC Berkeley.
And go for the big boy. Huh?
Yeah.
Right. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Roger. Appreciate your call. That was Roger Grigsby himself. Okay, here's Tony in Soquel. You're on with Andy Anderson and MZ.
How you doing, Mr. Swirling?
Good. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually from Idaho.
Oh, you're calling in now from Idaho?
No, I'm in actually, the last time I talked to you, we're like snowbirds, but we lived in Santa Cruz County for 17 years, and then we moved to Idaho, but we come down now, you know, to get away from January and February.
Do you still have a place here?
We're renting.
I see.
But okay.
You still have a place. You might not own it, but you still have it, so.
No, but we left the area for various reasons, and it's great to hear Andy. And I wanted to ask him if I remember years ago he had a big run-in with the IRS, and I was wondering if that had anything to do with him leaving to Vegas.
No, actually. No at all.
How did all that turn out?
Well, very interesting. Eventually, I had to sue them. And I beat the hell out of them.
Great.
And we can't go into the details. I mean, we could, but there's no need to, and we don't have the time. But when these bullies show up at your door, if you don't stand up to the bully, they become bigger bullies. Well, unfortunately, they're huge bullies now.
Uh-huh.
But they just do terrible things. And so I had to sue them, and I beat them. And the case was written up all over the United States. It was a precedent-setting case because of their position they had taken to move against me. And in fact, the Justice Department paid for my legal fees. That's how egregious their actions were. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't beat these people, because you can. You know, the argument is you can't fight government. You know, you can't sue them and stuff like that. Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody ever has a problem with that, there's a marvelous attorney over in San Jose who used to work for the IRS. And
is that Bill Bannister?
No. His name was David Kirsch, and he was with the IRS for about 10 years. And he's just one of the most remarkable minds. In fact, when I first interviewed him, he said, I just love to beat the IRS. And so anyway, another commercial, didn't mean to do that, Michael. But
no,
it's fine. People need help today.
No.
Government.
No, that's what
everywhere.
The radio station is for, you know, to.
Well, we have been taking over what the founding fathers had warned us about. We've got big government. There's no more discussion. Are we going to have big government? It's here, and it's been here a long time. And now they want to tell us what trans fat acids, and they want to tell us what we can eat and can't eat. No. God help us.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, Tony, happy you were able to connect to Andy. I want to talk him into doing Facing Reality again.
That'd be kind of cool, you know. This is my last week in Santa Cruz for a while. We're leaving next weekend. But it's been really good hearing Andy, and I mean, it kind of makes me remember the days when you had, like, John Muth on and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I miss old John Muth, you know,
yeah.
God rest his soul. And, you know, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, Mr. Swirling. You're a real benefit to society.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you. And continue to listen through the Internet if you can, okay?
Oh, I will.
Thanks.
I will, but I just won't be calling.
Okay.
Can I add one little thing, though, just to irritate one particular person out there?
Sure.
Mentioning you're talking about God, I happen to know for a fact that what Andy is talking about Jesus Christ is true, and Jesus Christ is God, and he loves people, and he forgives people, and he is real, and I'm a living testimony to that, because he's changed my life. And I know a guy who lives under a bridge who is happier, so happy, because he had a real-life encounter with Christ Jesus. And he's a homeless, he would be considered a homeless bum, but he's one of the happiest people
on the planet, because he has peace with himself and with Christ Jesus, because he had an encounter with him.
Very nice.
Thank you for allowing me to say that.
So who's the one person you irritated?
I don't want to mention her name, but I refer to her as the Antichrist.
Okay, all right.
And she
Do you think this is a regular listener to the Saturday special, do you?
Well, she says that she can call, but she doesn't call.
Oh.
How would that be?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tony. You take care.
Okay.
Here comes Moose in Monterey about UCSC radio show. Radio
yeah.
show?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How you doing, Moose?
I'm doing good.
Have we talked before?
I don't think I've called you. I've called a couple other guys that used to run the afternoon show from 4 to 7.
Oh, yeah. The happy hour guys. Well, thanks for calling the Saturday special.
Wasn't about 6 to maybe 8 years ago that Dag had his show, and then he used to go out and do kind of like little different satellite locations?
Yes, remotes, yeah.
And he did one up at UCSC.
I remember. It was a long time ago, yeah.
And he also did one over at Hartnell?
You know, I had forgotten about that, but yeah, sounds right.
And then he was also at Watsonville when they had a march and a protest.
Uh-huh.
And I was there at that one, and there's another guy, the African American, that used to.
Yeah, Rob Roberts. He was very brave. I had dinner with Rob recently, within the last 2 or 3 weeks, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy, and we've kept up the connection, and periodically he fills in for me here on the Saturday special.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. But the show that they had up at UCSC, there was some controversy up there at that time, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was at McHenry Library. I was running the remote equipment then. It was wild.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I just thought maybe, you know.
We're going to start doing stuff like that again. We are going to start doing stuff like that again because we are on a track to be really proud of what I thought seriously about selling or leasing the radio station. And there's this song, "Don't It Always Seem to Go That You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone."
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, hey, you know, if we do that, sort of, you know, the next week could probably say, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
the way that you change your format in the afternoons, it was a little hard the first week, but I've really fallen for the guy in the afternoon. He's so bright.
Charlie is great, and he's got a good chemistry with Dave, who's with us today. And, just give it some time, and it'll grow on everybody that it hasn't grown on already.
Yeah, he's already grown on me, and he's very intelligent.
Yes.
Certainly.
Great.
And I like his old music.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Monterey Moose. You take care. Here comes Ed in Aptos about expatriates. You're on with Andy and MZ.
Yeah, just curious. Judy DeVille, is she just a winter escapee, or is she gone permanent?
Oh, no, she moved to Honolulu a couple of years ago.
Oh,
actually, I think it was a year ago in October, if I'm not mistaken. Last October would have been a 1 year anniversary.
Have you been able to discern the reason for that, or just the weather?
No. Family. Judy has her sons live there.
To me, that's the thing. I've contemplated leaving, and the only thing that that keeps me here is the family.
Right.
If they had the mobility I do, they probably would move as well. So
yes.
wouldn't be tied to place, but you put down roots and you get stuck in.
Well, I don't think there's anything more than family. I don't think there are too many people who would disagree with me who are listening to this program. And you go where your family is, where you feel like having roots.
Actually, kind of harkens back to what the pioneers did. People that what they went through, because they don't have the modern means of communications. It was almost like moving to a different planet when they decided to move west or wherever they decided to go.
Right.
And it's we don't have to really put in that much thought when we decide to move to a different place.
Well, what I've told people, this was years before owning the radio station. I was in the real estate business, and I did ads on this station. And I ran some ads that said, look, there's the whole grass is greener syndrome. People always figure grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And so many people, even back then, I'm talking about the mid-'80s, were moving out of Santa Cruz because the prices, you know, it just wasn't the same place that it had been earlier, and the prices had gone wild, and, you know, you could sell your place for X number of dollars and get five places like that someplace else. Funny thing is, just about everybody has said that who moved away that they miss Santa Cruz. They want to come back. But yeah. Anyhow. So I've advised people, look, if you're lucky enough to own property in Santa Cruz, you know, see if and you want to move away, try it. You know, just test the waters first. Don't sell your property.
Yeah, rent
it first.
Don't burn bridges.
Yeah, or if you can afford to not rent it, just keep it vacant
short story,
or something.
I know some people that they had to go to Chicago to, you know, following the job. But actually, it was for career progression, and so they wanted to. They could have stayed in the Bay Area, but they decided to, you know, to move their career up a notch to go to Chicago, and these were people living in Los Altos area, kind of, the pretty nice place there on the South Peninsula. And anyhow, when they, a couple of years later, they'd moved up enough that they could move back to the Bay Area. And those that had sold their houses, they couldn't.
They had to come back as renters.
Yeah, they couldn't. Exactly. They couldn't purchase the houses that they'd moved out of. You know, a couple of years ago. So
right.
That's, you know, that's one strong argument for not burning your bridges.
Absolutely. Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. It's 11:24. Okay. Da-da-da-da. We have the drum roll here. Now is the time. We've been teasing it. Now we're going to do it. He's got it. All right. Way to go, Dave.
SEO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
It's the big elephant in the room this time. It keeps needling us constantly since 9/11, and especially after our war in Afghanistan. We realized then that the Islamic terrorists had already infiltrated the entire world, many living among us here in the U.S. It's 4 years since we entered Iraq, and we can see now that our military effort was too little, too late. What a mess we have created. We were too weak. We were never strong enough, and the Iraqis finally didn't care enough to want to be a democracy. We didn't have the wherewithal to stop their infighting. The one thing that would have made all the difference in Iraq and may have prevented the civil war there is so noticeable by its absence, and it's called the draft. D-R-A-F-T. The courageous young Americans who signed up to fight in Iraq did not expect to be called upon to go back again and again and again. That was not the expected deal. That was not fair. But our leaders opted to do that rather than to establish what was fair, and that was the draft. And if it's so, why, after 60 years, do we still have occupation troops in peaceful Germany and peaceful Japan? Where is the government outrage when daily military recruiters are physically thrown out of publicly financed universities around our country? All Americans benefit from living in our glorious nation, so all able-bodied Americans should be serving in the military. That terrible word that no elected official from the president down has the cojones to mention has been missing for the past 4 years. What are we waiting for? Our enemies are laughing at our self-imposed impotence. Poisoned and crippled by political correctness, like all of weak and useless Europe, our leaders are afraid that they will be committing political suicide by promoting the draft. I think the opposite would be true. They would finally be considered honest, courageous, and serious instead of self-serving. Like it or not, 9/11 was the dawn of a different world. Realistically, we may be fighting world terrorism for 20 years or even more. To defend ourselves and our allies, we must all be totally prepared and strong, like my generation was in conquering evil in World War II. We were all involved. We all cared. We all had a vested interest. We all had meat rationing and other restrictions. Women took over the factories when our men were fighting the enemy. Because we were together, we won. Every able-bodied man and woman should serve willingly in the military for 2 years at age 18, then be in the reserves until age 50. That is the law in Israel, which always has a strong, prepared army. If our entire society was invested in our safety and security, many of the polarized situations politically would be neutralized. Again, for the past 4 years, most Americans have been only spectators and critics of the war, but personally involved? Unthinkable. To them I say, wake up. If you want freedom, you must be willing to fight for it. Every American must be involved. Every American must care. A country cannot fight cheap and win. The world observes and sneers at our stupidity and at our military weakness. There are those cowards who will scurry away to Canada or elsewhere, but they will be in the minority. To reiterate, if we initiate the draft, never again will it be too little and too late. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
Wow.
If you like an audio or written copy of Kay's latest commentary, go to KSCO.com and click on Kay's Commentaries.
Wow. 479-1080 if you want to comment on Kay's commentary. Be interested in what you think. We've got Andy Anderson on. We also have Dave Allen. Let's bring Andy back on here and lock him in. And Dave, it says, this stuff is getting on my nerves.
What stuff?
That's what it says here on the, on the screen.
Well, Glenn, I was just going to ask if Andrew Jackson was still there.
He is.
I'm here.
So, Andy, how's it hanging?
Just right.
We have an administration here. We'll call, start calling it the ED administration. Now, me and Harold here buffing ourselves over the middle of the Cheshire Cat. Where do I start? You know, I heard the a couple of callers ago was really starting to, well, like I said, they're getting my nerves is, Jesus is not God. First point. Second point, why do all the evangelicals keep blowing the horn and alienating two-thirds of the country in the world that are Jewish, regular, relaxed Christians? How are we supposed to, according to the scripture, bring into the sheaves the Muslims and the pagans and the other ones that are unbelievers? You keep claiming that Jesus is God and God is a man. Now, come on, grow up here. Why do people think God has gender? The almighty creation, the supreme defining force of the universe, of all everything ever was, ever will be, has to have cojones, doesn't have to be real. I don't get this one. Why is God just a woman or a man? After all, is it a woman to which life comes from?
Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, so yeah, you're talking about Tony's phone call.
Whatever. Anyways, you're mentioning here about, I remember that spot you did years ago about the grass is green on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And like you always said, yeah, until you get over the fence, you find out it's AstroTurf.
Yeah.
And you want to jump back over, you know what I mean, where you can motor lawn.
Right.
Any event, I want to put a little plug, by the way, tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it you're having a really good show tomorrow that you've prepared for years for, huh?
I mean, just because my stroke, I ended up being handicapped, does not mean I'm dead or disabled.
Hardly.
Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'm doing a, one of my, famous, well, put a lot of work into the exposé. It's going to be pretty much explicit first hour and second hour of my music show, actually, have something explicit project I've been working on and I'd like to share with the public. It will not break any rules, but put the kids in the closet.
Put the kids in the closet?
Yeah, try to grow up.
Okay.
So, unlike the, well, any event.
Give us a clue about what this is about, Dave.
Well, you know me. I mean, a man ahead of his time.
Okay, right. That's exactly right.
Legend is no mind, if anything.
Just,
nothing else.
You will still be a man ahead of your time if you give us a clue or two.
Well, that's why I'm called the human tripod. A man ahead of my time.
Okay.
No, I'm doing some information. Actually, I have some audio clips. And actually, I'm going to put on the radio part of an interview with Aaron Russo. Where he explains how...
Who's Aaron Russo? I know that name. Who is
Aaron Russo is a Hollywood well-known commercial film director, and he's also made documentaries. Actually, he did the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, Don Amici.
Oh!
One of a really big movie, very successful man. He ran for governor of Nevada.
It's a wonderful flick. I love that flick.
I think Andy probably would have voted for him back in 99 if he was living in Nevada back then.
He also produced a film, Dave, regarding the Internal Revenue Service.
That's right, called The Freedom of the Fascism.
That's very recent.
That's right. I have a copy of that, by the way. You also could get up watch it on Google. But Aaron Russo explains in an interview that how when you have to cover Dave Rockefeller's grandson, Nick Rockefeller, befriended him and tried to get him, you know, hey, would you come over our site? Come on, we could use your talent as consul of foreign relations. All these... so-called things that don't exist except for the mind of Dave Allen, the boogeyman. And how Nick Rockefeller explained to him the way it's going to be. He told him 11 months before 9/11, they had something big planned, and how sometimes a nation or a government has to coordinate certain events to lead to a certain end result in the future. And he said, well, give me a clue. He said, well, put it like this. We're going to be in Afghanistan looking for guys hiding in caves. And he starts laughing, cracking up. He says, the people are so stupid. He's sucking up. And anyways, tomorrow interview, also, I have some excerpts from a gentleman who worked on the 97th floor of the Trade Tower, who worked the week before, and his company had the whole Trade Tower had forced power down. It meant everybody, all the businesses, was forced to leave for 1 week. They shut off all the security. They shut all the electric off. And he was working up there doing paperwork. He saw all these so-called technicians with helmets on, carrying big toolboxes, working all over the buildings. They said they were rewiring for internet and high-speed technology, unquote. And consequently, being how he worked that weekend, he had Monday and Tuesday off. And from across the river, New Jersey, watched the towers come down. Anyways, that interview also, that part of the interview, right live up front, in Iraq, where our poor kids are over there trying to teach these idiots how to defend themselves, the Iraqi police, these lazy so-called individuals that were there to liberate and bring democracy to, who rather have Saddam. They say, we're better off with Saddam. These aren't kids. There are over 3,000 kids. I dare say probably three times that amount. All we get to hear is what we're told. I'm sure it's being kept a secret of this huge debauchery that's going on there. In any event, our kids are there training, staff sergeants training the Iraqi special police and the Iraqi army how to defend themselves. They don't care. They're lazy. They don't show up. They show up late. They can always take breaks to pray and eat lunch. And basically, our kids talk about how the translator said that the men were training in Iraq, the police and the military in Iraq, Iraqi military, are telling their own men, don't shoot at the insurgents. So what the hell are we doing there? I say, pull out beds, drop a couple of big ones, and leave on the way out. Anyway, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, break your program. Then 5 o'clock, I got my vintage music show. If you burn down the oldies, you're going to hear some vintage with colonies. 5 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to do a little explicit thing that I developed. Part of a new project I'm working on, and I want to get some feedback.
Is it a secret?
Well, it's, explicit stuff, but it's not unruly. It's legal.
It's explicit sexually explicit.
Oh, yeah, but not dirty. We're going to listen tomorrow. It's called The Hook.
Okay.
Tomorrow's during 5 o'clock, and I would appreciate feedback, any kind.
How do people feedback? I mean, give feedback.
Well, they can always get home by personal media hotline, which is 427-5500.
That's in area 831 for those of you listening to us in Mozambique.
Yeah, 427-5500.
And I think where 001 is country code, right?
I got another website I'm working on. If anybody's interested, get a peek into the future. It's a Big Wheel Chair Production.
Big like, Wheel Tier Production?
No, Chair.
Chair Production.
Big Wheel Chair.
Oh, Big Wheel Chair. Oh,
geez. Check it out.
Okay. All right, Dave. Good to hear from you. You take care, okay?
Later.
That's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Andy.
Yes.
So, doesn't Dave sound good?
Well, in fact, for those folks listening who don't know Dave, we know Dave well, and we were, I say me now, there in Santa Cruz when Dave had a stroke and saw Dave moments after, not moments, but days afterwards, and were around Dave during his recovery. And boy, what state he was in, what a nightmare he had to go through. And the success of where Dave is now is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It speaks so well. If people only knew how difficult a time he was going through.
Yeah.
And a little credit to
that. It wasn't a little stroke. It was a massive brainstem stroke.
And then that stroke center in Santa Cruz played a very major role in his success. And forgive me for sounding commercial, Dave.
It's true.
But one of the reasons that he's had such a marvelous recovery is that he has been taking the health products, Michael, that you and I know a great deal about.
Oh, yes.
And that he would never recovered.
Yeah.
His body could not have withstand, because this was a big one.
Yeah.
That you're right. And to listen to Dave, and he's back on the radio, he's just flourishing.
Right.
Just what an incredible story.
You're listening to the Saturday Special on AM 1080 KSCO. Our phone number is, we got a lot of lines, at 479-1080. We'd like to hear from you. It's not every day we have Andy Anderson with us. Hopefully we'll get Andy back to do some sort of a regular gig here. But if you'd like to talk to him now or bring up a topic on this open line Saturday, open mic Saturday special, do give us a call, 479-1080. I think, Dave, we've got a commercial break now. So when we come back, there's a lot more ahead, so stay with us.
Your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie of Direct Electric.
And I'm Dave Christie. Whether your problem is a light switch, breaker box, meter main, or anything in between, Direct Electric technicians will fix it right the first time for the right price. And here's the best part. Direct Electric will not bill you for a service call.
I don't think they heard you, Dave. You better tell them again.
Okay. Direct Electric will not charge you for a service call.
And if you have an electrical emergency, call Direct Electric at 425-1407. I'll rouse Dave and he'll come running.
Priscilla is right. If you have a real electrical emergency, the kind that just can't wait till morning, call Direct Electric and we will come running.
Remember, your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. I will take your call.
And I will make certain that your problem gets fixed. Call Direct Electric at 425-1407. That's 425-1407.
Andy Fidantis, the Big Cheese Kitchen Express.
Yes, that's me. I carry everything that all the high-end kitchen and bath dealers carry.
Right.
All the products without the fluff.
What does that mean, without fluff? That means you sell it for less?
I sell it for less, and I know what I'm doing, and I don't need smoke and mirrors to give you a good price. You know, I try to save people money.
Uh-huh.
I don't have huge overhead. My competitors
have tons of overhead.
Yeah, tons of overhead. You know, I just finished my own remodel. And now I know the pain that everyone goes through and making sure everyone gets a good price. And, you know, I had to buy it just like everyone else does. And, you know, it's nice to be able to help people that way, get them a good product, great price. And we target ourselves for people with all budgets, high end to low end. How low can we go? Cheaper than the big box stores.
Really?
Absolutely. And we've been around longer. Call me anytime. 662-3700. You can see me right off the highway. We're at 9073 Soquel Drive, right off the Rio Del Mar exit, Highway 1.
Life's good at the beach. Hello, I'm Joe Criccio, owner of Beach Auto Sales in Santa Cruz, where life is good. One reason why life is so good at Beach Auto Sales is that we save you money, a lot of money, on the best pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans you'll find anywhere, like Beach Auto's Deal of the Week. Listen to this.
Save $10,000 on a 2006 Mazda MPV with only 13,000 miles. Comes with a four-year, 50,000-mile factory warranty, two available for only $16,989.
Save money on your next car, truck, or van. Make a quick trip to see Joe Criccio at Beach Auto Sales in Santa Cruz. Located down by the beach where life's good, I'm at 512 Pacific Avenue. And hey, if you have any special car or truck in mind, give me a ring. I'll find it for you. I'm Joe Criccio, owner of Beach Auto Sales. 4200-200. That's right. My phone number is 4200-200. 4200-200.
Life's good at the beach.
Oh, so what an interesting way to say a phone number, 4-200-200. So our number is for calling in is 4-790-080.
791.
Oh, Jesus. All right, yeah. All right, Scott in Boulder Creek wants to talk about Kay's commentary. Let's put Scott on. I'll bring Andy back here. Stand by here.
Tremendous show, Michael. It's tremendous,
and I didn't even know what was gonna happen.
Andy,
1 minute, 1 minute before airtime.
It's an inspiration. Truly, this is an inspiration.
You're very kind.
Really,
Andy, I always measure how good a show is by how many phone calls are backed up, and there's only two or three of them now. So I figured it was a moderate show, but whatever.
Well, people get into get riveted,
yeah,
and they don't call.
Well, good.
Yeah, you know, about the war. I know a young man who signed up on 9/11/01. He was taking classes at Cabrillo at the time.
Yeah.
And the social pressure was so bad, he had to leave. He's about to go risk his life to protect their way of life.
Yeah.
And okay. So we tolerate the enemy to teach at our campuses.
Yeah.
I had another commentary. Dave mentioned that being alienated two-thirds. I think there's a lot of Christians alienated when you go around saying that Jesus is God. Because obviously Jesus is a man. You know, he at the cross, he said, Father, you know, why hast thou forsaken me? How can you forsake yourself? So Jesus is a man. But God is too big. You know, you are God. The individual is God. But God is too big to be contained within just an individual. So it takes three. It takes God. It takes the husband and wife.
Yeah.
And whether you study Eastern mysticism, which teaches that the Tao, masculinity and femininity is the way, or Christianity or Judaism or Mohammedism, the Bible says that God made man in his own image, male and female created he them.
Yeah. Well, what it says you want to talk about Kay's commentary. Maybe he must have misunderstood. Or you just
No. I told him I wanted to talk about Kay's commentary,
uh-huh,
and a couple of other things.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it relates to the education going on in the campuses that are preaching against the war, dividing our country so that a draft would be, you know, extremely divisive because we're you know, throwing out the recruiters on campus. You know, it's just like you were talking about Roy Masters going up there to the campus and explaining brainwashing techniques. Why would those responsible for the brainwashing techniques allow him to speak out?
Well, they don't have anything to say about it, according to my understanding, Scott. I could be wrong, but it's my belief that if some student organization sponsors a speaker, someone has to do it. Some student organization has to sponsor it.
Right.
Or it can't happen. And so the student organization, if I'm sure there's a student organization that would sponsor it. And if there isn't, then I guess we can't do it.
I suppose there is. I'm sure.
But I've never heard of professors or you know, the brainwashers, if you will,
right,
successfully censoring something, because they wouldn't look very good.
Well,
doing that.
It's usually,
you know, in
it's
front
usually
of their own people. They would be sort of committing their own political suicide.
Michael, do you know if there's a young Republican?
There used to be, and Tim Morgan was part of it when I was a student there, and Tim was. He was a couple of years ahead of me. And Tim was just recently elected, I think, treasurer of the national RNC, if I'm not mistaken, our own Tim. right here. So there used to be a Young Republicans. There may or may not still be a Young Republicans group on campus. But I would almost hope that, you know, even if there is, that that's not the group that sponsors, because that would sort of indicate that, that it's political. And it really isn't political. And Roy said that
it's not.
It is not political. I just, people will thank me. He says they'll understand what's... They can start thinking for themselves. Yeah,
Michael, Roy actually published, I think it was 3 cassette tapes and a book on the brainwashing of America. It's pretty remarkable. And he goes into the history of where all this, where it emanates.
Yeah.
Especially in Russia and on and on and on, and how it's, you know, been very carefully crafted.
Andy, I have a question for you.
Sure.
According to Socrates, the dialectic is a conversation to arrive at the truth. So therefore, his government, the Athenian government, murdered him because they didn't want their BS that, you know, uncovered, obviously. To me, this is crystal clear. The potential to arrive at the truth would be to expose all of these games, these brainwashing techniques. I think that God has given us a democracy so that we will not be killed. We will not be killed when we step forward with the truth. You know, it just takes one candle to light a dark room. Just one little bit of truth exposes a billion lies. Now, these lies are so tremendously, you know, so huge.
But there is a warfare taking place within the United States currently.
There's such a warfare.
Big time.
And you know... In a way, I'm glad that the Democrats won to put some pressure, because, you know, endless war, it's like Wagner. It's just, it's disgusting. It's despicable. You know, there has to be a peace, a true peace, and it can only come when we realize that we are all children of Abraham, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And, you know, there might be this jealousy, oh, God has given me the blessing. No, God has given me the... God will give the blessing to those who serve and love his other children the most.
Yeah.
He had 2 children. He had altogether, you know, spiritually 3 children. And, you know, as getting back, you know, to Jesus, it's so important to understand that there's a reason the Bible traces his lineage, you know, through Mary and through Joseph. Obviously, Joseph wasn't his father, but he had to have had a physical father. Anyone who has any kind of scientific mind, such as, you know, Einstein or anybody like this, you know.
I need to jump in on that one.
Go ahead.
Okay, because when you say a physical father, the thing that makes Jesus so unique is the fact that he was not born of a man's seed.
Well, let me go on.
That's what makes him so unique.
This is true.
Now, the rest of us are the progeny of Adam. God did have 2 children. He had Adam and he had Jesus. And we're the progeny of Adam. And in other words, when...
Jesus is the second Adam, correct?
Well, he is the identity giver to all of us, and he's the way out for us. This is such a subject, but what happened, and the reason that the salvation exists in the world today, is because the evil spirit that existed in the world at that time took Jesus, and he didn't have any right to any claim on Jesus. Jesus was innocent. We're living in us. We're functioning on a different level of consciousness.
Now, this is... I want to respond to that.
Sure.
In the King James Version, it's translated as ransom, that Jesus was ransomed for humankind because they were, you know, destroying God's only Son.
But,
Satan,
but it was God's very clever way to get one-upmanship on Lucifer. In other words, he took what was not his to take, because he was not born of a man's sin. He's an entirely different kind
of
guy.
So he could kick the iron gates of hell in and go get at
him. I mean, it's pretty marvelous when you think about what we're living through and experiencing, and yet there's a way out.
I have 2 questions for you.
Sure.
Is your God, is God a God of true love?
Yes.
Is God a God of science?
Science?
Isn't God the first scientist? Didn't he create this?
Well, I suppose the word I would choose is more of an architect, but that's just words, but... I mean, he created this whole thing with a purpose behind it, so that we would, you know, we were sort of cast out, and now the journey back during our lifetime is to get back.
Guys,
yeah.
We got to make a whole topic out of this for our program, I think. Scott, want to thank you for your call. We got to move on, though. It's 10 minutes before noon on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We got Mike in Santa Cruz about religion. Vernon also waiting. And we probably have time for two or three others if you want to call in at 479-1080. We've got Andy Anderson. A very special day. We never have, rarely have Andy with us, but we do today. Here's Mike in Santa Cruz about religion. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi, MZ. Thanks. It would be good to make a topic for a whole, I'd request a whole Saturday special just for religion, especially Christianity, because really all the other religions really do get plenty of time on KSCO, and only on days like today does Christianity get a little bit.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Christianity takes a heck of a lot of abuse from many of your hosts, such as Dave Allen, who thinks he knows so much. He even has his own little Yellow Pages listing under churches in the phone book, and I just wish he would take it out, because he is not a minister of any kind, except for all sorts of really just strange stuff, as represented by the guests that he has on his programs. And I think that these people like him and Cyril and Sean and Robin and probably a few others, they get the power of that microphone, it goes to their heads, and they think they can walk all over anybody they want, and they really, I think they should stop. I'd like to ask Cyril to apologize to Margaret for during his program last week. She's a faithful listener. I think she was his only call the whole program, and he abused her.
It was on Thursday, you mean, of this last week? Right?
This last week, which
yeah, because he didn't do he did his own show. I filled in because he was out, but that was a week ago.
But he's typically Sunday. Highly abusive and considers himself an atheist and just insists.
Well,
on
I put it out
he's
there.
He's going to set us all straight.
Some people think it's not very professional for me to get on the radio and sort of take the temperature of the audience about a particular host, which is exactly what I did on Cyril's program last week, because I was of the opinion that Cyril, who is very, very intelligent, has an audience of fiercely supportive people, but that I didn't think it was very big. And I put that out on the radio, and oh my gosh, I mean... I wasn't all that impressed at the time, but afterwards I got a whole slew of emails and so forth from very upset people who wanted to let me know that, hey, I was listening, but I couldn't call, you know, and so.
Well, I think you've got a fiercely loyal audience. I'm one, but I'd say at least half of them think that
Cyril,
he is so ridiculous.
For Cyril,
it's just kind of fascinating.
Uh-huh.
And we like to keep track of his type of people to make sure we understand what sort of weirdness is going out into our community. I don't consider him intelligent at all. Like I said last week, he's a very confused person who comes off in a very elaborate, articulate way. He's a very interesting person to listen to, but he's just as off the wall as Dave Allen. And actually, I consider him to be the replacement for Eric Scheck. You know, he and Eric Scheck are birds of a feather. And, you know, Eric went out and in came Cyril, you know, back then, whenever it was 10 years ago.
I wonder whatever happened to Eric. Does anybody out there know?
Didn't Eric Scheck go to work for some assemblyman or some?
Yes, he did. Yeah. For Fred Keeley.
Keeley, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then something happened, and I don't know, Eric went away. But last I heard, he was back east somewhere in Connecticut, maybe.
Yeah, but I, you know, the record needs to be set straight about Christianity and Jesus Christ, who was God and is God. You can't understand the Trinity. That's one thing that makes it very difficult. But you can read Scripture and you can accept the eyewitness accounts of people who knew him personally. And for these people to get on and say that Christianity is all this and all that, and they want to make Jesus into a Taoist like that last caller, who really needs to go get his head examined and read the Bible that I'm sure he's got on his shelf with an open mind. This is too ridiculous, the kind of stuff that people think they can pull off. And, you know, they're going to meet God themselves one day, and then they're going to figure it out really quick.
Okay, Mike, thanks for your call. Here's Ed and Aptos again. We don't normally take the same caller twice, but you got some information about Eric Scheck.
Well, I think you had it right. He moved back to the East Coast and is in Connecticut.
What happened to Ed? What happened to Andy?
What? Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
I had a little static there.
Yes.
One other thing, I think that...
Uh-oh, everything's going crazy here. Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry. Now everybody's gone except Vernon. Sorry, gang. Vernon, you're on.
I was just going to say hi, Andy, and tell you that you could get the Young College Republicans probably to sponsor something.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Andy. I thought I had him locked in. Maybe this is him calling in now. Let's see. Andy, is that you?
I'm back.
Good.
I had a call coming in, Michael. It was blaring through your radio station. I didn't know how to drop it.
Oh, so it was your fault. Okay, that's okay.
Normally,
everything is our fault.
No, all my fault.
Okay.
I didn't know how to mute that ring.
Vernon wants to speak with you, Andy.
Vernon. I just wanted to say hi, Andy, and
hi.
I also wanted to let Michael know that he could probably get the Young College Republicans to sponsor something up there if he needs a sponsor on the campus.
I think so.
Okay,
you know?
But then again, it's political, probably.
No. Just because it's their group bringing it in does not mean it's political.
What everybody's going to think, so fewer people will attend.
Well, the thing is you want people to attend however many do and at least get an audience or not. I think they'd be controversial. They know Roy Rasser's name up there, and they're going to show up to try to shout him down.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I call for. Say hi, okay. Andy, and let Michael know that the Young College Republicans.
Vernon, would you co-adopt this New Year's resolution for Andy and Phyllis
to move back to here? Sure, and Phyllis too.
I said Phyllis. Andy and Phyllis.
Vernon said it. I love to have Andy back.
Sure, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Andy and
I. Andy without Phyllis.
That's right.
Okay.
That's it. Listen, let someone else on.
Okay, good.
Okay, bye.
This is fine. Bye-bye. Now, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. The Watsonville Slough Bridge is to be dedicated today. Oh, my God, this was yesterday's paper. Okay, well, I guess it was. The bridge over Watsonville Slough will be dedicated. I guess it should say was dedicated at 4 p.m. at a 4 p.m. ceremony yesterday. The grand opening was at the bridge on Harkins Slough Road near the Nature Center at Ramsey Park. The 670-foot bridge will replace a section of Harkins Slough Road behind the park, which has been closed for 6 months of the year because of rising water in the wetlands.
Are you just wasting time?
Yes.
Do I have a minute?
Yes.
I wanted to go back to something Ed said earlier that struck me. He was talking about what our pioneer fathers were going through when they were settling this country and moving west. And you think about those people that came over here early on from Europe, what it was like is what he was saying. When you moved west or you moved from Europe to the East Coast here, you weren't going to see your family anymore. Very likely you will never see any of these. And they love their families just like we do.
Yes.
But that in and of itself is another hallmark as to why this is such a magnificent country, because of the kind of people and how tough and sturdy and committed to put up with all of this difficulty. It's made us an amazing country.
Couldn't agree with you more. That means positive stuff. Okay, this is great. Now here's Scott. Scott in Boulder Creek feels he was slandered and wants to correct something. Go ahead, Scott.
To believe that God will only save the Christians is absurd. My Bible says God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him, his son, will not perish. Whether you're Jewish or Muslim, no matter who you are, if you believe and you love he who has no sin and who was born with no sin and immaculate conception, if you love him more than anyone who has sin, then you're worthy of him. If you love
anyone... Scott, you got to finish up in two seconds. That's it. Okay, thank you. That's it. Now, Andy.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us.
Oh, this has been grand.
Hope you'll be with us a whole lot more, okay, on the radio.
Hi to all the gang out there.
Yeah, okay.
If you get a couple calls that want me on, we'll take a look at it.
This is good. Okay, Dave, thank you for doing a great job. Donald is up next with Perspectives, so stay with us on your favorite radio station, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey.
The yeas are 56, the nays are 34, 3/5 of the senators duly chosen as sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson announcing the results of the Senate vote to end debate on the Iraq surge resolution. Democrats needed 60 votes to stop the Republican filibuster.
I believe this surge is a mistake. 4 years ago,
United States Armed Forces went to Iraq to be liberators. Today, they are caught in a bloody crossfire of internecine fighting.
California's Dianne Feinstein among those opposing the surge. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the surge is already working.
These reinforcements have already given us reasons for hope. U.S. Iraqi forces began to rout key elements of the Mahdi army. The militia's leader fled his stronghold. And this week, U.S. Iraqi forces have conducted sweeps through once violent Sunni neighborhoods.
The failed cloture attempt comes a day after the House approved its surge resolution. The Senate and House are in recess next week. At least a dozen people have been hurt, two seriously, after being exposed to carbon monoxide at an aerospace plant in Wilson, North Carolina. No word yet on the cause. Six young children, one adult dead after fire swept through a house near Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. One other person hurt, flown to a hospital in Pittsburgh. So far, there is no word on the cause of that blaze, and there is yet no word on the relationship between the kids and the adults. One other resident says there were space heaters in the house. A big mea culpa from Jeff Gordon over his team's big-time penalty at the Daytona 500.
I think the penalty fit the crime. You know, it's shame on us that it happened, and it didn't make it through inspection, and we should be put to the back of the field.
Gordon will start in the 42nd spot in tomorrow's race after failing an inspection following Thursday's qualifying. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The jury is in, and it's time for my ruling in the matter of LegalZoom.com making it easy and affordable for consumers to create common legal documents like a last will and testament, forming an LLC, registering a trademark, and more. Guilty. I'm Andrew Napolitano, the judge. By now, I know the facts, and the fact is LegalZoom.com is my choice for common legal documents. Just answer some simple questions online, and LegalZoom takes care of the rest. LegalZoom.com is not a law firm, but was founded by top attorneys, so you know the documents are reliable and of the highest quality. LegalZoom.com saves most consumers up to 80% off the cost of going to an attorney. So go to LegalZoom.com today and find out how easy forming an LLC, creating a living trust, or even registering a trademark can be. Receive a special discount off any service by typing in the judge, all one word, in the referral box at checkout. Protect yourself, your family, and your business. Visit LegalZoom.com today. That's LegalZoom.com.
It's another weekend on the campaign trail for many of the presidential hopefuls. Democrat Hillary Clinton in Dover, New Hampshire, talking about energy.
We are dependent on foreign oil. It undermines our security. It undermines our environment, and it undermines our economy.
Barack Obama was in South Carolina talking education to an audience in Orangeburg.
Many of our children aren't reading at grade level. Too many of them are losing hope before they even get to high school. We're not providing the early childhood education they need. We're not providing teachers the pay that they need, the flexibility that they need.
He also told the audience at Clayton University he believes American voters are ready to elect a black president. Last night in Richmond, Virginia, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said he shares many values of the people in the Old Dominion.
I think the people of Virginia essentially are people that will vote Republican if you reach out to them in the right way and you look at the core issues.
Fellow Republican John McCain spent today on the Senate floor. He's now heading to South Carolina to speak to middle and high school students about abstaining from premarital sex. Oscar-nominated actor Forrest Whitaker, along with the other cast and crew members of The Last King of Scotland, were back in Uganda this weekend for the premiere of the film in the country where it was set and shot. The movie dramatizes a fictional relationship between a Scottish doctor and Ugandan dictator Idi Amin. Amin is blamed for the disappearance of more than half a million of his countrymen. In Paris, actor and director Clint Eastwood has been awarded the Legion of Honor, France's highest award. President Jacques Chirac called Eastwood an exceptional ambassador for American culture around the world. Eastwood's nominated for an Oscar for directing for his film Letters from Iwo Jima, telling the Japanese side of the infamous battle in the Pacific. Eastwood also directed Flags of Our Fathers last year. That, of course, the story of the Americans who hoisted the flag after the Battle of Iwo Jima. I'm Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, February 17th, 2007. It looks like today you can expect sunny conditions with highs around 72 degrees and winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows near 45 degrees, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, actually mostly cloudy early in the day, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 60 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows around 40 degrees. And your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, northeast winds 5 knots with wind waves 1 foot or less, and a west swell 5 to 10 feet at 18 seconds. The temperature here at the station is 71 degrees, and it's time for Perspectives right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
Hello, this is Tom Quinn, the host of Perspectives Radio Show. Every Saturday at noon, we give you cutting-edge news about current events. We interview well-known experts on a variety of issues, so listen in this Saturday from noon to 1 to Perspectives. Thank you.
Afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be your co-host, and joining me in the studio to host the show is Michael Shaw and his
Roy Avila.
I could have gotten the Roy right, but I, as much as I practice that last name, I just can't get it. And they have a very special guest, William Roberts. Mr. Roberts, are you with us?
I certainly am, Donald. Thank you for inviting me, Michael, and good afternoon, Roy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good.
Well, real quick, we'll kind of frame the show for today. We are directors at Freedom 21 Santa Cruz and are happy to be here again about hosting this edition of Perspectives. You're going to learn more about, you can learn more about the work of local and national freedom advocates by visiting our website at f21santacruz.net. Today's Perspectives will feature our friend here, Will Roberts, who lives in Missouri. And today we're going to discuss his study that is featured this week at the Freedom 21 Santa Cruz website. The article is entitled "The Global Safety Cult and the Abolition of Private Property." We'll hear about Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 that calls for the establishment of a culture of safety. All of Agenda 21, Chapter 7 is dedicated to the expansion of UN Resolution 44/236 and is the foundational material for the Federal Emergency Management